Joy Time, an exclusive presentation of the Woman's Clinic, 244 Coatesland Drive in Jackson, featuring Joy Green, a working wife and a mother of two young children in Jackson. How about some encouragement for all you moms trying to balance your busy schedules with victorious living? Here's Joy.
I recently read an article about a boy named Kevin. 9-year-old Kevin was anxious, having trouble sleeping, and complaining that he was tired all the time. He would fall asleep in the car, and his teacher said he was often unfocused at school. A medical exam revealed no physical problems, so he talked to a psychologist who asked about his daily schedule. His mother said that in addition to school, he was involved in 3 team sports, church activities, scouts, and had piano lessons twice a week. The psychologist concluded that Kevin's stressful schedule was the cause of his problems. Have you ever felt pressured to raise your children to be well-rounded, not wanting them to miss out? I sure have. Ideally, I want my children to play a musical instrument, a team sport, make the honor roll, or even better, the high honor roll. I want them to have a good childhood and to be successful. But research shows that many kids are stressed and exhausted. They feel pressured to perform. Although most parents mean well, families are suffering. There's little quality family time, and families struggle growing spiritually together. As a Christian parent, this convicts me and challenges me to examine my parenting. Who am I trying to please as a parent, and what is my ultimate goal? Above everything else Brian and I do with our children, our main goal should be to teach them about God and to seek His guidance on how to operate our family. Deuteronomy says we should write His words on our heart. Teaching them to our children at home when we're going about our day, when we get up, and when we lie down. It's our responsibility to teach our children about God. You know, when asked, Kevin didn't even enjoy many of the activities his parents had signed him up for. He desired more time just to hang out at home. If we raise our children with the world as our guide, it will lead us to frustration and our children to exhaustion. But raising them with God's Word as our guide will cause us to limit the number of activities they're involved with, and it will challenge us to teach our children how to know God and His love. I encourage you to pray about that today.
Joy Time with Joy Green is a weekday exclusive presentation at this time of the Woman's Clinic in Jackson at 244 Coatesland Drive. For more joy,
visit Joy Time Ministries at joytimeministries.org. I would like to thank you for joining me today for Joy Time. It's an encouraging word from God's Word.